KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center. For this morning, a clear sky, sunshine for the day today, the high temperature 76. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, below 52. Monday's going to be mostly cloudy, high 76. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers on Tuesday, high 74. I'm meteorologist Jim Minali from the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 67 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Stand by satellite. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2.
For too long, we in Washington have been lying to you. We say we're here to serve you when, in fact, we're serving ourselves. We are driven by our own desire to get reelected. Our need to stay in power eclipses our duty to govern. That ends tonight. Tonight, I give you the truth. And the truth is this. The American dream has failed you. Work hard, play by the rules. You aren't guaranteed success. Your children will not have a better life than you did. 10 million of you can't even get a job, even though you desperately want one. We've been crippled by Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, by welfare, by entitlements. And that is the root of the problem. Entitlements. Let me be clear. You are entitled to nothing. You are entitled to nothing.
Homeless problem, however, is worse now than ever, according to a new report, which says that nearly 115,000 people went homeless last year, including nearly 40,000 children.
Get back!
Is he okay?
Get back!
He doesn't move! You can't! You can't! You're killing my husband!
Get back!
Let us be clear. We are here tonight because the president continues to conduct an illegal program. We are not collecting the information of spies. We are not collecting the information of terrorists. We are collecting all American citizens' records all of the time.
People are being evicted from their homes. Police brutality is on the rise. Surveillance is at an all-time high. The Constitution is being violated every day. Your gun rights are disappearing day by day. Learn how to fight back legally and responsibly with your host, Steve Cates, on A Call to Rights. Call in now, 602-277-5369, or nationally, 1-866-536-1100. Always refuse to be a victim.
And at 6 minutes after the hour, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining this radio show that's been here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX for well over a decade. A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates, is now in session. And throughout our hour-long program, we encourage each and every one of you out there within the sound of my voice to jump in with your questions and comments. The local Call to Rights hotline, proudly 602-277-5369. And let's light it up nationally also at 1-866-536-1100. I want to thank our producer extraordinaire, Courtney, who's navigating the 50,000-watt powerful signal of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. We like to call it the 50,000-watt blowtorch of the desert southwest. And to learn much more about all the great hosts here, local and national, on this radio station, by all means, check it out when you can and often, 1100KFNX.com. And to learn so much about all the phenomenal guests that we have in the preservation of freedom and following our main theme of this, always refuse to be a victim, because a victim is simply someone with no options, always fight back legally and responsibly. That website you probably know, but if you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show, is calltorights.com. As we approach, hard to believe, the midpoint almost of January of 2018. And if you weren't joining us in the last week or two, a very, very sincere Happy New Year, healthy, prosperous New Year to each and every one of you. We're broadcasting live, as we do once a month, from Hobnob's Cafe and Spirits. They're located here at 149 West McDowell Road, here in downtown Phoenix. They're on the southeast corner of 3rd Avenue and McDowell. And a good reason to join us is the phenomenal omelet bar and bottomless mimosa brunch that they offer here at Hobnob's Cafe and Spirits. But our show today, ladies and gentlemen, is dedicated to the loving memory of Kyle Alfred Hodge, who succumbed to cancer about a year ago, January 12, 2017. He's a fighter, and all I can do is quote something from the Bible that I think is very empowering. And I quote, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens and empowers me." Philippians 4:13. Very special show, ladies and gentlemen, here on A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates. Never be a bystander in the fight for freedom. And talking about our American exceptionalism and a very important subject here, we're privileged and honored for the entirety of our radio show today to have Dr. Peter A. Lilback joining us. He's president and professor of historical theology and church history at Westminster Theological Seminary, a Presbyterian and Reformed Christian graduate educational institute in Glenside, Pennsylvania. He also serves as president of the Providence Forum, and we're here on this radio show today, ladies and gentlemen, to talk about the term providence and how American exceptionalism is something that each and every person in this nation should read up on and study, and also about this organization called the Providence Forum. When we look in the dictionary, we look at the term providence, and the literal definition from the dictionary is, and I quote, "the protective care of God as a spiritual power." But who better than Dr. Peter Lilback to talk about this? Doctor, welcome to the Call to Rights radio show. I'm hoping in the future that we will, of course, join forces and have you here on a much more regular basis talking about the things we need to know about God's divine inspiration here in our American history. Welcome to the radio show, sir.
Thank you so much, Steve. What an honor to be with you and your many listeners. I kind of wish I was in Phoenix right now. We're not quite in the high 60s. We're more down in the low 20s or so. But our hearts are knit together in this concern to honor Providence.
Well, absolutely. And I wanted to start this radio show off with a very good definition from you, sir, about from your side of the equation, there is so much more power in the words that you're going to tell us about the definition in your mind from your side of the equation. Help us with the word providence, because that's what this radio show is all about. And in addition, sir, it's to honor not only our military, but the sacred honor that this nation was founded upon the Judeo-Christian ethics and principles. Please tell us more.
Well, the word providence is a remarkable word for Americans because it's not only a theological word that comes from the Bible, it actually is a founding word of our very vocabulary as a nation. I hope most of us have read the Declaration of Independence or have heard it read, and if we have, we'll remember it concludes with the extraordinary words, "with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to one another our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." So those words actually are the founding message of this new country that America began to be way back in July of 1776. But the word providence meant back then, and what it still means theologically, is that God didn't just create the world and then abandon it to run on its own, but he continues to govern it. He continues to be involved in it. He continues to care for his people and see that history is accomplishing the greater purposes that he alone knows to be best for his kingdom.
Absolutely.
And our founders had a Judeo-Christian worldview, and they believed that God had protected and guided and provided in such a way that this new nation was born under his care.
Well said, Doctor, and it's, an honor to have you here on this radio show. I want to encourage our listeners to jump in on this conversation, 602-277-5369, nationally, 1-866-536-1100. We normally have no problem having people light up the phone lines, but, Doctor, this very special show here, in just a few minutes we'll be going to our first break here, in about 3 minutes to be precise, but I wanted to read something, but when we come back from the break, I wanted you to go into, of course, the detail from your expertise and experience, the mission of the Providence Formers to preserve, defend, and advance the Judeo-Christian values of our nation's founding. As Abraham Lincoln reminded us, we have been the recipient of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power, and no other nation has ever grown like this. But we have forgotten God, intoxicated with unbroken success. We have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of the redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. How well said, and please add to that, because there's so much power in those words.
Well, isn't it amazing that right in the middle of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln called for a day of praying and fasting and self humiliation. A whole nation was being called to do that. Our churches don't even have days of prayer and fasting anymore. But back then, in the middle of the greatest calamity the nation had ever faced, we realized that God had blessed, and now they needed to humble themselves and seek His care by repenting and trusting in His intervention.
Absolutely, and so wonderfully said. And also, I wanted to make people aware of the many books that you're the author of. And one of them, I don't know how much time we'll really have to talk about this, and I would prefer, sir, as maybe probably the listeners would, that we can actually spend time on this one book and give it the respect that it deserves and the intensity. The wall of misconception, the separation of church and state mean the separation of God and government, and there's a question mark after that. That's fascinating, sir, because obviously we talk so much here about the Bill of Rights, we talk about our Constitution, but again, it's an honor to have you here on this radio show today. So just a little brief minute or so about the wall of misconception.
Well, we all recognize that Thomas Jefferson gave us that metaphor of the wall of separation between church and state. That has become part of our legal discussion, but it's not found in our Bill of Rights. It's not found in our Constitution. But what its proper meaning is that we don't want to have an established government church, and therefore the church and state should be clearly distinct, but should they be enemies? And so the wall that separates us, is it a Great Wall of China keeping enemies separate? Or is it like that wall in the backyard between good neighbors saying, you mow the grass on that side, I mow the grass on this side, but we can talk together and work together to make an impact for good? I like what Ronald Reagan once said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. The Supreme Court says it should be high and impregnable. I said, bring it down to the level of what you have between friends. Because church and state, while very different, we have a lot to share with each other to make a difference for good.
We'll be right back with Dr. Peter Lilbach, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be back here live at Hobnobs with your questions and comments here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFMX.
AJI Sporting Goods is a sponsor of A Call to Rights with Steve Gates. What a gun store should be. They treat people as you would want to be treated. Stop by and see for yourself. They're located at 10444 East Apache Trail in Apache Junction. That's just west of Signal Butte Road. A vast inventory of firearms and so much more. All major brands. More tactical rifles than anyone in the area. A Kimber Master Dealer. And they're also a SIG significant dealer, too, plus surplus rifles and ammo. How about a Class 3 gunsmith on site? Knives, survival gear, and long-term storage foods are also available. AJI Sporting Goods prides themselves with the best trade-in deals in the valley and honest estate appraisals. Owner Jeff Surdy believes in your Second Amendment rights and our Constitution. Give them a call at 480-984-8616 or visit them on the World Wide Web at ajisports.com. What a gun store should be. If your needs require a process server for all your civil litigation needs, call Roadrunner Process Service, a sponsor of A Call to Rights with Steve Gates. They're fast, efficient, and reliable, providing services throughout Phoenix and Maricopa County. They perform with consistent reliability. They guarantee both value and quality and serve the most challenging defendants. Call Roadrunner Process Service now at 480-626-8718. That's 480-626-8718 or on the World Wide Web at roadrunnerprocess.com.
This is Gerald Salenti, best-selling author, founder of the Trends Research Institute, and publisher of the Trends Journal. A Call to Rights is what every proud citizen should hear and live by. It's a call for individual rights directed toward the betterment of society. A call for self-respect, dignity, integrity, liberty, and freedom. Refuse to be a victim. The future is in your hands. It's a call to rights, your rights, on Independent Talk, 1100 AM, KFNX, with Steve Cates.
You are listening to A Call to Rights with Steve Cates, heard on KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100. Always refuse to be a victim. A victim is someone with no options. Visit us at www.calltorights.com.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now, here's your host, Steve Cates.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring. As we continue here in A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates, a show that's been in existence for 10 years but guarantees us nothing. We're privileged and honored, ladies and gentlemen, 18 minutes after the hour, to have Dr. Peter Lubeck. He's joining us as the president of an organization called the Providence Forum. We're talking about the definition of providence and God's inspiration to our great nation, the United States of America. No, this is not a civic history lesson. It's just something that we call common sense, as we talk about on this radio show, American exceptionalism and the principles of our nation. And it's a real privilege and honor to have you here, Doctor. Thank you so much for joining us here, and I appreciate this, especially, Doctor, reminding all the people coming out of church services who are regular listeners to this radio show, what an extra boost of spirituality, wouldn't you think?
Thank the Lord for the wonderful privilege we have in America to have the right to worship according to the dictates of our conscience. We need to be on our guard because people are beginning to redefine the free exercise of religion as the freedom of worship, which means they want to press us inside our church buildings and keep us silent. We need to be bold to proclaim our free speech rights in this uniquely free nation of the world.
Dr. Lubeck, let's go to the callers right now. I understand we have Dennis calling in from Illinois. Dennis, your question and comment to our very special guest today, Dr. Peter Lubeck. Please continue.
Well, thank you, Steve. Dr. Novak, I'm Dennis Andrew Ball, and I am very concerned about our nation. To me, it has fallen from the founders' intentions with the attack on the family structure The particulars also in your neck of the woods there in Pennsylvania, a lot has come out. I'm very concerned about the corruption I see in government. I believe that the family is under assault. What say you?
There's no question that the family is under assault and it is motivated, whether we want to say it or not, because of the ideology that comes so close to the heart of many in the left today, comes right out of the Communist Manifesto. Amazing, Karl Marx long ago said, we as communists are wanting to abolish the family. Why abolish the family? Because it is the heart of the pursuit of carrying on a family's legacy spiritually, their belief in God, and also in terms of private property. We pass on the wealth of a family to the next generation. And the vision to make everyone equal when it comes to economics, the way to get there in a true social society is to destroy the family structure. So sadly, there are political ideologies that believe it's necessary to have a permanent underclass, people who are always wanting what other has, so we can keep the class struggle in place and in the process seek to diminish the family by fatherless families, by making sure there's all kinds of lack of coordination in communities, and then that creates political opportunities to move more and more toward a socialistic structure, which is the ideal of many. So there is an ideological principle that's deeply at work in our nation. It has been for many decades, and we begin to see its manifestation as we watch the evening news today in so many ways.
Doctor, an excellent response. Dennis, your last opportunity to respond back, and then we got to move forward.
Right. I think that we have to think in terms of what are the solutions. I think the best interest of the family needs to be affirmed, working the best interest, because if you're not working for your family, who are you working for?
Absolutely, and well said. Dennis, thank you so much for your time and contribution to the radio show. As time is short, Doctor, I want to continue here to mention that if you'd like to learn much more about the Providence Forum, it's info@providenceforum.org. And, of course, you'll find the links directly from our calltorights.com website. Doctor, please describe to me the origin and the details of the logo of the Providence Forum. I thought it was worthy of talking about this because your logo is fascinating. What does it incorporate and why?
Well, as you take a look at our logo, you'll see carefully if you reflect on it, it looks like an American flag, but it's not exactly like an American flag. It actually looks like a dove descending from the heavens.
Yes, it does.
As you look carefully at that flag that's like a dove coming down, you'll see that it has in its eye and its structure a six-pointed star. And then in the name the Providence Forum, you have a five-pointed star. Well, when you put all that together, that's an attempt to describe the idea that providence, this God's rule, this gift of God's care, this governance that he provides for the American story, is actually something that comes from heaven. The six-pointed star actually represents, if you will, the Star of David, the bright and morning star.
Yes.
That is the gift of God himself. So providence is God's gift coming down, shaping America to the earth. But we are not able to say that we are the kingdom of God. No country can claim that.
Mm-hmm.
But just as there is a five-pointed star on our flag, so we have five-pointed stars. We're hoping someday to achieve the glory of God and the value of God if we really maintain this providential understanding of our history and of our faith as Judeo-Christian people. But we recognize that only God can be God, but we are blessed by him. And that, to the extent there's American exceptionalism, is bound up in the fact that we are a nation that said we are one nation under God. We want to have freedom that comes from God, not dispensed by the state. We agree with that great statement. A government that can give you everything you want can take away everything you have.
Well said. Absolutely, Doctor. And I wanted you to talk a little bit more. I know this is probably not the question you would want me to ask you, but would you mind talking a little bit about yourself and how you became very much aligned with this and how you became attracted magnetically and spiritually to the Providence Forum? Were you the original founder of the organization?
Yes, I am the founder, and that part of it is because I came to Philadelphia and began to learn more about the founding of America. I came as a student to Westminster to do my doctoral studies, and as I began to study more of the Reformation and its impact on the New World, and then as I learned more about Philadelphia, I realized no one was telling the story of how faith was integral in William Penn, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, named right from the Bible by a minister of the gospel, that religious liberty was first founded by Roger Williams in Providence Plantation in Rhode Island, and he was a minister of the gospel.
Awesome.
We tend to say that the Enlightenment gave us all of our rights, but no, it were clergymen wrestling with the golden rule. And so I realized we needed to say more about the spiritual impact of things. But there was a critical moment in my life, and that was reading Francis Schaeffer's great book called The Christian Manifesto. It's a young pastor. He challenged me through his writings to say, are you just sitting back and watching your nation lose its heritage, or are you going to get involved? That came like a second call, and that began to stir in me the passion to make a difference in the public square and the way we preach and the way we teach and the way we serve and the way we educate.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, your questions and comments are what makes this radio show continue, the local Call to Rights hotline, with your questions about the importance of this particular radio show, American exceptionalism and our Judeo-Christian ethics of how America was founded. We're going to be hearing so many more stories, but that, for your questions and comments, the local Call to Rights hotline, 602-277-5369, nationally, 1-866-536-1100. We're live here at Hobnob's Restaurant. This is an amazing place, Hobnob's Cafe and Spirits, a great omelet bar, bottomless mimosas, music, and everything you'd want. We're here, of course, on the air live till noon, but they continue with music and specialty programs and menu all the way through the afternoon. This is a very important show, Doctor. We're dedicating it to the memory of Kyle Alfred Hodge, a young man that succumbed to cancer and had an incredible fight. He is the loving son of the owners of this establishment, both Cheryl Lynn and Bob Hodge. And in the last segment, Doctor, we'd like to have Bob himself, the father of Kyle, come on, talking about a foundation that he's starting to help people who are going through the medical problems that they have. Totally off the subject here today, but very much in the spirit and mind and the heart of the memory of Kyle Alfred Hodge. What do people do when various medical departments and agencies don't communicate together? This particular foundation, which is going to be called Kyle Care, will be talking about that. But as we go to the bottom of the hour, sir, we have a few more minutes. I wanted to talk with you and get a synopsis, because you know I'll be asking and calling on you often when it comes to these subjects. I was sent by your staff, and again, I'm gracious and thankful for that. They were gracious to send me books. One of them, George Washington's Sacred Fire. I find this fascinating. And in the next segment, folks, we'll be hearing from Gary Webb, another one of our participants. You've heard Gary here on this radio show many times, filling in for me and with me. And it's never for me. It's always with me. So Gary's here. He'll have some questions and comments. But, Doctor, before we go to the break in about 3 minutes, just a quick synopsis. I know it's hard to do, but it's a great book, George Washington's Sacred Fire.
Well, in a nutshell, almost all of us have heard incessantly, repeatedly, and dogmatically that George Washington was a deist, like all of our founders, which meant he might have believed in a first cause for the universe who was divine, but after that, God was essentially irrelevant.
Yes.
He lived his life as an unbeliever. Well, I spent on and off over 20 years going through all of Washington's writings, putting him in his context, and in the process, I discovered that it's utterly impossible to identify Washington as a deist. Instead, everything we know about him and everything he said showed that he was a Christian, that he identified himself as a member of the low church Anglican tradition in Virginia. He actually served as a church warden, a vestryman. He read sermons. He was actually involved in the worship support of his church. He actually communicated with ministers and had over 50 of them that stayed at his home at Mount Vernon. In fact, his last words that were placed upon this stone, which you can still see at Mount Vernon, are, "I am the resurrection and the life," the first words from the Anglican prayer book. In other words, what we find in Washington's life, his conduct, his words, and his possessions, was a man who was trying to live a humble but serious Christian life. We aren't going to make him the best Christian ever or a perfect man, but it's clear that when you take Washington and his own word, as he said in his great first inaugural address, "The sacred fire of liberty has been entrusted to the American people." Well, it's not a wildfire, it's a holy fire, and that Washington statement reflects the fact that he realized that liberty and freedom are, in fact, gifts from the providence of God. Providence was his favorite doctrine. He quotes it some 270-plus times, I've counted them, and it's not about Providence, Rhode Island. It's about the doctrine that God is involved in history, just like that last word from the Declaration of Independence. "With a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to one another our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor."
That's amazing, Dr. Moore, with Dr. Peter A. Lilbank, of course, the president of the Providence Forum. Gary Webb joins us here on this particular radio show. We'll be back here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX with the Call to Rights radio show. I'm Steve Cates.
News you won't get anywhere else. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Fair and balanced. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
State lawmakers in Hawaii will hold a hearing into why a false warning about an incoming missile was sent out. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard tells CNN State of the Union that the root of the problem is North Korea.
We've got to get to the underlying issue here of why are the people of Hawaii in this country facing a nuclear threat coming from North Korea today? And what is this president doing urgently to eliminate that threat?
The deadline for a federal government shutdown is this Friday. Georgia Congressman John Lewis, appearing on ABC's This Week, says without a promise to protect the so-called dreamers from deportation, there will be no budget pact.
I, for one, will not vote for government funding until we get a deal on DACA.
The death toll has climbed to 20 after mudslides tore through Montecito, California, and four people remain missing. At least 65 homes were destroyed. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center, for this morning, a clear sky, sunshine for the day today, the high temperature 76. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, the low 52. Monday's going to be mostly cloudy, high 76. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers on Tuesday, high 74. I'm meteorologist Jim Minali from the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 69 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Yao's Chinese Restaurant, located at 2487 South Gilbert Road in Gilbert, was recently awarded the prestigious Top 100 Chinese Restaurant USA Award. This award is given to the best restaurants in their class, and Yao's won in the category of excellence in signature dishes. To experience for yourself the Yao's difference, call them at area code 480-899-0308. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Make it Yao's fine Chinese cuisine.
Take it from me, Steve Cates, if you're looking for New York best of the West pizza, then make it Raphael's Pizza. They're located at 719 North 19th Avenue in Phoenix. Hold them at area code 602-242-5117. They're open Tuesday through Thursdays, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. For the best pizza in the valley, make it Raphael's Pizza. Say hi to owner Billy or call them at 602-242-5117.
Hi, this is author Vincent Bugliosi, the author of Reclaiming History, The Assassination of President John F. Kennedy. I was also the author of Helter Skelter, the Manson Murders, which I prosecuted? I can tell you that I'm interviewed by people all the time around the country. Steve Cates is one of the finest interviewers I've ever had. He does his homework. He asks intelligent questions, and it was an honor to be on his show. I would recommend that people listen to Steve Cates. You're listening to A Call to Rights with Steve Cates on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
Well, this is Ronald Reagan, and you're listening to Call for Rights with Steve Cates. And I know Steve very well. We served in the War of Independence together. He was the one that ate the pigeon.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now, here's your host, Steve Cates.
It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. A quote from George Washington. Apropos for this radio show, ladies and gentlemen, A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates. Heard far and wide on the 50,000-watt blowtorch signal of Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Our very special guest at the top of the hour, Dr. Peter A. Loback. He's the president of the Providence Forum, talking about Providence, Almighty God, and the original story of the United States of America and how it was founded on these Judeo-Christian ethics. A good opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, exists for everyone who's listening to get a copy of his book, George Washington's Sacred Fire, a fascinating book, a long but worthy read, as we continue here with Dr. Peter Loback. Doctor, let me introduce Gary Webb. He's also a proud participant of this radio show, and his interest in this particular topic is high. Gary, welcome to the radio show, and say hi to Dr. Peter Loback.
Thank you, Steve, and hi, Dr. Loback.
Well, it's good to be with you, Steve and Gary. What an honor. Thanks so much.
Gary, I think you wanted to make some commentary and have the good doctor comment on that.
You know, the founding fathers had indicated, stated back then, that God was the only way we can make this Constitution work. And without God, we're seeing it fail everywhere. Only 10% of Americans attend church now. So I just don't, my opinion is I don't really feel that there's going to be a peaceful resolution to this. I think probably the circumstances today, the vitriol, the hate, the violence, the craving for power is very similar to all the circumstances that led up to the Civil War. Democrats have no interest in working republics. It's not about politics anymore. It's about ideology and power. So I don't know. I mean, some people are saying maybe the only resolution is war. You know, maybe that's what it's going to come to in order to get this settled and get our country back on track again.
Do you want me to respond to that?
Yeah, sure, what's your feelings about that, those comments?
Okay. Well, first of all, I want you to understand how prescient George Washington was. He wrote an 80-plus letter that he was considering giving to the first Congress. And at the end, he makes this fascinating comment. He said that no wall of words, no mound of parchment can withstand a people who've lost their morality and a leadership that is no longer able to do what's right. And I think he was describing essentially where we are in America today. A republic only works because the people who have the Constitution that creates it are willing to obey its principles. That's why they said again and again, like Washington in his farewell address, religion and morality are indispensable supports for our political prosperity. John Adams said that there's no army big enough to enforce the Constitution unless it's kept by a moral and religious people. So, yes, we're coming to a moment where, because we've educated ourselves out of our inheritance, we're going to experience the words that Thomas Jefferson said. It has never been and will never be a people that are ignorant and a people who are free. We cannot exist in our constitutional republic if we are only motivated by self-interest, a rejection of transcendent principles of right and wrong, and by a government that is only seeking its own self-interest rather than the principles that transcend all things. That's what our motto once captured. We're one nation under God. Today, the government has banished God, and it claims itself to be God. That is the spiritual battle that's already being fought in our own consciences, in our own culture right now. Will it come to arms? It just might. I pray it doesn't. But we're already fighting that in the heart of our educational system, our politics, and in our culture.
Well, the Democratic Party, and they really no longer exist now. They've been hijacked by the far left now. They have rejected the results of two presidential elections, President W. Bush and also, you know, this recent one, Donald Trump. They've labeled the Founding Fathers as terrorists, and they have no interest in our history, our traditions, our values, or morals. California just said the legislatures out there want to break off and have that state become its own entity, said that we're not Americans. We don't share the same values or morals. And I think what we're seeing is rogue states like New York, California breaking off now. Individuals are breaking off. They're not talking to friends or family members anymore, so they're kind of splitting off. So we're separating right now is what's happening, Doctor. I believe we're actually, that's what's really occurring here on a subtle love basis in our everyday life. And ultimately, I mean, we're going to be, and there's a book out there that's been out there for years about what's breaking up in the various, you know, their various states or sections or regions. I don't know that can happen or not, but I think the violence, and they've already adopted that, by the way, they support it. The leadership of that party on the left that supports violence, they've seen it all over. We saw in Berkeley and Chicago and in Virginia. They support it. So I don't know how we're going to get to where you would. I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, the spirit of God, I think Trump's in there for a reason, by the way. I think God intervention had something to do with that. But he's up a tough, he's got a tough wall here.
You're absolutely right.
Everybody's trying to, no president's ever been under attack like this man, not ever, in this country.
Dr. Lobeck?
Well, I think one of the things we should understand is that classic liberalism, as it was once known, is no longer alive in American politics today. Liberalism basically said, we'll let you hold to your views. If I think they're foolish, so be it, but you have freedom of speech, freedom to vote, and you have a right to influence our country. That view of liberalism has been banished, and now we're moved into leftism. Leftism, if you will, is another name for the Marxist ideology that says we are going to overthrow anything that does not achieve our socialist revolutionary agenda. It takes different forms. And cultural Marxism today is not fighting for economic redistribution by radical revolution, but rather by cultural conquest, by trying to undermine the traditional values, the traditional messages, the biblical moorings, the constitutional principles that we have. That's the educational structure that does govern in so many places. And so it is a critical point. And we know that the battle is, at this point, a soft civil war. It is intellectual. It could come to arms. We hope it doesn't, but it is certainly possible.
I have one quick question for you or comment. I guess it's both. It would take it as the listeners will take it either way. But how do we get, this is the question then, how do we get your organization, the Providence Forum, into more of the schools for education? Because look at this revisionist history that seems to be so much prevalent in so much. Even the textbooks, I've looked at this myself, many friends are teachers, and obviously the so-called concept of separation of church and state. My point is this, my question, how do we get more of the Providence Forum ideas into schools, because these are the people who are the future of the United States? How do we accomplish that? And I'm sure you're doing that every day. How?
Well, the first thing we need to realize is that we simply are going to insist that you cannot censor history.
Mm-hmm.
One of the shibboleths that's been used to attack Christians and conservatives through the years is that, well, you want to burn books. Well, the book burners today are actually the hard left. They will not let Washington's words about providence or about the importance of following the eternal rules that God has ordained to be heard in school. We know that once a teacher was actually fired in the West Coast because he mentioned that God is in our founding document, the Declaration of Independence, four times.
Yes.
We need to insist, not on bringing Bible verses, not by preaching, not by evangelism, but simply insisting that on the historic record of who we are as founders be taught accurately, and that we would continue to bring people face to face with those great values that made us who we are as a people. I think that's our challenge. Good education, making sure that the free speech of the people are preserved, and that we are finding ways to bring good content face-to-face with people. So part of our work is to give teachers materials they can, in fact, use that they know are historical accurate. One of the things I urge people to do regularly is to come on our Faith and Freedom tour that we do in Philadelphia every year.
We take people
to all of these places, and we just go through and say, just listen to our founders. Listen to what they said here. And you begin to see how the spiritual fabric and the ideology of America at its beginnings permeate the great documents and the story that we all cherish.
Doctor, this is fascinating. And again, you know I'll be calling on you on a regular basis here because this is a weak point, in my opinion, of where the show has been. I wanted to have you on for a long time. Yes, indeed, what your organization stands for is so powerful because what we're looking at here, ladies and gentlemen, as we're at Hobnob's Cafe and Spirits, I'm looking here, Doctor, you know it so well, a copy of the United States $1 bill, and so much detail you go into about the symbology on that. I think that's a history lesson unto itself, and that, I think, is a good place for everybody to start. So don't forget, folks, you can contact this organization by going to the calltorights.com website. But equally important, you and I out there, as we continue in the next segment here, we'll be talking so much more about this. So simply, Doctor, I appreciate your time on this. It's a long time in coming because more Americans need to know this. And I want to thank you. Folks, I just want to make a special announcement. When we come back, we'll be joined by Bob Hodge, the owner of Hobnob's Cafe and Spirits here. This show is dedicated to the memory of their son, Kyle Alfred Hodge, who passed on to the infinite about a year ago, ladies and gentlemen, a very brave and noble young man fighting cancer. And Dr. Loback, I'd like to get maybe some of your perspective and positive words about what it is for a family to lose such a loved one and how we all need to come together and continue on as we, of course, follow the scriptures and believe in Jesus Christ. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back right after these important commercial announcements that keep the Call to Rights radio show here on the air on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. We'll be right back.
Rex Autry, founder and CEO of SafePro Autoglass, reveals his mission statement. We must always take excellent care of our customers, treat them like a member of our family, and we will then have a customer for a lifetime. To experience that mission statement for yourself, get your free autoglass quote today by calling SafePro Autoglass at 602-888-2888. That's 602-888-2888, safeproautoglass.com. Fogo de Chão in Scottsdale is an amazing gathering place for those that want to experience a true Brazilian steakhouse known around the world as the Gaucho way of preparing meat. This churrascaria offers an amazing array of 16 different delectable cuts of beef, pork, lamb, and chicken served right at your table along with fresh-cut vegetables, along with amazing side dishes to complement your great meal. Patrons control their service with a small green and red-sided chip. The green side signals the gaucho chefs to bring out skewers of sizzling meats to the table, while the red side indicates a stopping point. To resume service, simply display the green side again. Fogo de Chão, the original taste of southern Brazil, with meats from the famous churrascaria or barbecues. Located near the southwest corner of Lincoln and Scottsdale Road in Scottsdale, call them at 480-609-8866 for reservations or on the World Wide Web at fogo.com. Fogo de Chão, the gaucho way of preparing meat.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rita Cosby, special correspondent of Inside Edition and the former host of Fox News, and now the author of a great new book called Quiet Hero, Secrets from My Father's Past. You are listening to A Call to Rights with my buddy Steve Cates on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
This is Roger Stone, New York Times best-selling author, conservative firebrand, and publisher of StoneZone.com. You're listening to Steve Cates at A Call to Rights.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now, here's your host, Steve Cates.
Whatever the dimensions of Thomas Jefferson's metaphorical wall, The church's faith in God and the state's concern to rectify societal problems are not contradictory. As we continue here at some 47 minutes after the hour, another small book that I think is worth everybody's attention, also written by our special guest, Dr. Peter A. Lilback, Freedom's Holy Life, with a firm reliance on divine providence. I'd like to spend this time, as we mentioned at the top of the radio show, to do a special dedication in loving memory of Kyle Alfred Hodge, who, ladies and gentlemen, passed on to the infinite about a year ago after a long fight and a battle, a brave person he is, with cancer. Dr. Lilback, I would like to introduce you to Bob Hodge, the owner of this establishment, a good friend. We call ourselves family. And if you could give us some inspirational words on what the meaning of the loss of a loved one is. I know that's a very powerful statement, but in this respectful time that we've dedicate this show to Kyle Alfred Hodge, good afternoon and welcome to both of you gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Steve. And Mr. Hodge, I express my condolences. There is no greater sorrow than losing a family member, and especially one of your own children. What a great burden that is. But how good it is to know that when we pass a young one on into eternity, we place him in the hands of a just and gracious Father. And he says, in Jesus Christ, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. He is the one that brings us into the place he's prepared for the Father. And so, as the psalmist says, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff will comfort me. This is where we must cast all our cares upon the Lord, knowing that he cares for us, knowing that when we're weak, that's when we're strong, knowing that the gates of paradise open to a place where every tear will be wiped from our eye, where death and sorrow will flee away, and he says, I make all things new. Our hope in the gospel of Jesus Christ, because of his resurrection, means we will be united with those that fall asleep in Jesus when we wake up into eternity and see the glory that the Father has prepared for his people from before the foundation of the world. Rejoice in Christ, have hope in him, and nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Well, thank you, Dr. Lilback, for that beautiful story and very impacting. Bob, thank you for joining us, and again, our dedication to your son and the memory of your son shall live on forever. I know this is a very difficult time for you and your family, but I wanted to express and have you express, and Dr. Lilback, there's something very, very positive coming out of this particular conversation that we're going to have with Bob. Bob, again, our condolences on the loss of a loved one, your son, Kyle Alfred Hodge. But
well, thank you both very much. Those were very kind words. One of the things that drove Kyle from the beginning was, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me and empowers me. That's Philippians 4:13, and that was a motto that he lived by. And my son Kyle had just graduated from college over at ASU, and he was doing terrific things, started a new business, and then unfortunately was diagnosed with cancer. But as your books have been describing the Lord's providence, he was part of this from the very beginning. When Kyle was going through and he was having some pains, he went over to the emergency room over at St. Joe's, and he didn't let us know, but of course he was a grown man, and we were very close as a family, and our restaurant was very close to the hospital. We had never done a delivery to the hospital at the emergency room at that time. I had gotten a request to deliver some food there, and I had just arrived at the emergency room when I looked over and I saw my son sitting right there, and I said, Kyle, what are you doing here? And he said, well Dad, I needed to come in. I couldn't sleep all night. I had this big pain that had been bothering me for the last year, and we thought it was due to some skiing accidents, and he was a very athletic individual, and he said, I just needed to come in. And I said, well, let me drop this food off, and I'll be right there with you. And so I dropped the food off, and I sat down with him, and he had just come back from getting an X-ray, and the doctor came in to the room and said, Kyle, I've got some news. We've got a large tumor about the size of a cantaloupe, and it's in your back, but we don't know if it's cancerous or what it is, but we're going to admit you today, and we're going to do a biopsy. He said, I want to assure you, my team and I will be able to help you, and we'll be able to do whatever is necessary. So my son went in, and they did the biopsy, and then like a young man, after they released him from the hospital, he still didn't know what was going on. From that, decided to go back skiing up on the mountain. And he went up, and Dr. Smith called him, and he came down. And so we all went into Dr. Smith's office, and Dr. Smith said, well, I've got some difficult news. This is cancerous. It's a sarcoma, which is a very rare cancer, and we're going to need to do surgery very quickly. He said, but since it is such a significant surgery that we're going to be doing, we need you to get some other opinions, because there might be somebody out there that can do something with this cancer. So I would suggest you go over to Mayo Clinic or to one of the other major facilities in the valley and to get their opinion as well. But we believe here at St. Joe's that we need to do this in the next 2 weeks. So we decided to go over to Mayo Clinic, and we went to Mayo Clinic, and Mayo Clinic said, well, oh my goodness, we can handle this here, but based on the location of this tumor, you probably should go see Dr. Smith over at St. Joe's. Dr. Smith was a doctor who was on call in the emergency room, and as we found out, he's never on call in the emergency room. He's the chief surgeon at St. Joe's Hospital.
Yes.
And he happened to be there that day, and he's the top two or three thoracic surgeons in the country. They suggested over at Mayo Clinic that we go see him based on the difficulty of where that cancer was. But we didn't take that at that value at that point, because we didn't know who Dr. Smith was yet. And we went over to MD Anderson Cancer Center, and MD Anderson said to us that we don't have anybody here that could handle that type of surgery in Arizona, but based on its location, you should probably go see Dr. Smith over at St. Joe's. And I said, oh, my goodness, I mean, what is happening here? So we need to find out who Dr. Smith is. And so we did some research, and that was God truly directing us to this wonderful surgeon. And when Kyle went in and had the surgery, they had to remove 6 of his ribs and half of his lung to take that out. And they had only given him about 2 months to live. And my son made it for almost 4 years.
Yes,
and,
God.
It was not through anything more than that brief statement I made earlier. I can do all things through Christ who empowers me. And that's what he believed, that he was going to be able to do it. And towards the end, we were dealing with a lot of different specialists, and we always had about 5 to 7 different people, doctors that we were working with. And we thought in the beginning that they all communicated and worked together. We found out, however, that they did not. They, because of technology and because of rules and regulations and laws that are out there, it makes it very difficult for physicians to communicate about a specific patient outside of a personal contact. So we experienced this firsthand, and we had to go around ahead of each of the doctor appointments and share the information that we got from previous specialists just to make sure that everybody was informed. It was a very difficult situation. We had specialists in California. We had specialists here in Arizona, and they didn't communicate. And one of the blessings that we truly had was having the ability to see some of the best doctors in the world and how they operated, and see some of regular doctors and good doctors, and see the difference between the quality of care that you get from the people that are at the top of their field and the people that are just doing a very good job.
And I just wanted to jump in because of time here, gentlemen, and again, this very important story that we're hearing. God rest the soul of Kyle. But I wanted you to just say, Bob, in a couple of minutes here, because the time on this show will run out, your family has done something extraordinary, and we can talk about this in the future, and that is a foundation dedicated not only to Cal's memory, but to help other people who may have gone through the difficulties of this interconnectivity problem.
Right, as I was sharing with you, it was getting that communication between the doctors and sharing the information with them was a big struggle. So we've created a nonprofit foundation for my son to help bring each patient's information together, and it's k-care.org. You can look it up and see online. You can see very specifically what we're doing. But we're going to be building a cloud-based system that will provide each person that is in a life-threatening illness with the ability to share their information with the doctors on their team and anybody that they choose to share it with. But it's going to be an amazing opportunity. It was something that Kyle wanted to do, and it's something that we are following through. And now that he's helping us from above, he's got Jesus' support and help, and the doors are opening wide for us. It's been amazing how we've been able to put technology that wasn't available for this purpose to bear, and it's happening. So we're very excited about it.
Well, God bless you, Bob, and your family. And ladies and gentlemen, you'll be hearing more about the foundation and the memory of Kyle Alfred Hodge here and on this radio show.
And can I just say one more thing? Just k-care.org. That's where I'd like you to go, k-care.org.
K.care.org, ladies and gentlemen, in memory of Kyle Alfred Hodge. And for those who, of course, get caught up in the trap of our medical system today, this will certainly help ease the pain. But this family, of course, knows so much better about what they're talking about. Dr. Loback, we've got less than a minute here. I want to thank you for your time, too, today. We'll be calling on you in the future to talk more about not only American exceptionalism, but all about our Judeo-Christian background. I'd like to hear in future reports about the Liberty Tree. I'd like to hear the story of the whole definition of the various parts and counterparts and components of the American $1 bill. You can get in touch with Dr. Loback and his organization, of course, and questions at info@providenceforum.org. Dr. Loback, thank you for your time. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, sir. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. I just want to say I'm going to make available 1,000 copies of a little booklet called Freedom's Holy Light that you quoted and make them available if you'd like to share them.
Well, thank you, sir. That's a kind gesture on your part. I do appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, we continue in force with the main theme of this radio show. Always refuse to be a victim. Fight back legally and responsibly, because a victim simply is someone with no options. And you know who knew that story real well and lived it? Kyle Alfred Hodge. Thank you, Bob, for giving us the opportunity to be here and share his story. Thank you, Gary Webb, for also being here and being a contributor to this radio show. And I do appreciate the times that you actually spend time and fill in for me on the radio show. Thank you to Courtney and to all the people out there listening to A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates. It's become a habit here now, 11 on 1100, Sundays and today and every month, once a week here, once a month at beautiful Hobnobbs Cafe and Spirits, 149 West McDowell Road. Come on down and see us. Thank you. And remember, the fight for freedom. Never be a spectator in the fight for freedom. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9.